catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
Here we go. Let's get ready to rumble. Huge show. We've got some massive sports news involving Qantas.
Oh,
sponsorships.
Yeah. Yep.
And, well, one of the worst decisions ever made on behalf of the Matildas.
Oh, my God. Wait till you hear.
I'm
guessing a man made the decision.
It's a man. Yeah. It's a man. And it would have happened if it was a man sport. I'm going to go out.
Yeah, anyway.
But you need to hang around to hear what's going on, which leads us into one job.
Yes, it makes us think about that. One job, and I've got a few up my sleeve.
You've got a couple you brought to the table. I can't wait to bat them around.
And we like hearing yours if you know any one jobs, too.
Yeah, if you've got an idea, someone who's let themselves down badly.
Job. Get it right. It could be a woman because women are idiots.
Settle down. You've done it before. You bring men are idiots to the table on many occasions.
I do.
But the boot's on the other foot.
We've been waiting to give this one a shot because women have been idiots
for a long time recently. Can't wait. Can I join in or?
Yes, you can. Go for it.
I might have one.
Right.
You might.
We'll take your calls as well. It's a load of fun. Don't complain. Yes. Everyone's idiots. Men, women, children,
kids,
parents.
We've
done
it
all.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
the clergy.
Calm the farm. Tune out.
Everyone.
But we're doing it.
Who is our special guest?
Merrick Watts.
Oh, yay.
He's got a few good topics. Friend of the show. Mm. We like him dearly. Has SAS started yet? Has he?
No, it's coming up soon. I noticed that Shane Warne's son is in it as well.
Okay.
And it looks really tough. Like, wow, it's tough. And Merrick said, gee, it was hard to do. So we'll find out around. Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he hears that. There's no way you could do it.
Hey, Messiah News. I'm just ignoring that.
All right.
Messiah News. There's plenty of Messiah News. How would you be as a cult leader? We're going to run a couple up the flagpole for you. I've got so many demands.
Yes, you have.
And it's not too late. I might throw my hat in the ring.
Is that right?
Cult.
Does it involve wearing a robe?
Free balling.
Oh, yeah. Or a dressing gown.
A cult leader.
Flaps open.
We'll take your calls. Please, if you're tuning in right now, we're talking about a robe.
For a dressing gown.
We'll take your tweets.
Oh, just because I was talking about Wentworth before and how filthy it is.
Yeah,
as in language, please, ladies.
You mean they use the C word? And I've never
language,
tuned in.
Please.
I'm all for inmates. Anything set in a women's prison.
Yeah.
That kind of language, there's no place for it.
I tell you, it's heating up. Everybody's being called the C word.
They use the phrase vinegar tits. That was always my favourite.
Yeah, Vera.
Yeah, tits.
Vera. But Vera's nice in this.
Is she?
Yeah, it's Joan Ferguson.
Is there a top dog?
Yeah, there's a top dog. That changes all the time. Depends who's shivved
to death.
Is there
the wench? What was her name? The wench?
Oh, the freak.
Mm. Oh, the freak.
Yes.
Bit of a difference between the wench and the freak.
Yeah, the freak.
I've always wanted to go on there for a conjugal visit.
You could be as the horrible guard that wants to root all the women.
I can do it. I can do it.
Or
I could be someone who comes in with a gravy stained T-shirt for a conjugal with someone who's been there. You know what I mean?
I've seen it in the casting. I'll tell you. It might be the final series. We've got to make sure it keeps going on Foxtel, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got
great performances.
And by the way, if you need, I've been in the business for a long time.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. And those
little,
I've worked with Sam Neill. Me and Sam have done it two-handed.
Of course.
On the big screen. Mm-hmm.
Not at the same time.
That's right, not the same room.
Not the same scene. But I hear you. Yeah. I understand. You're very multi-talented.
Well, I am. And listen, I have to bring something to your attention. I don't do it for any reason other than this. But this is from Kim from Jasmine Tea who set this in. This is on the back of Hit Magazine yesterday. We went to 1993.
Mm. Yep.
The funniest men on earth. And I was in the top 30.
Wasn't it the sexiest or the hottest? Oh, so not the funniest. Hottest.
No, it was the hottest.
Yeah,
hottest.
Right.
But then now, so this is the hottest. And I was first year in the top 30, I think slightly ahead of Rob Sitch and
probably.
Santo.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kim, for bringing to my attention in the same magazine, the funniest person on TV.
Oh. Which magazine?
It was a Hit magazine.
Yeah.
I know. This is in the world.
Are you number one?
No, four in the world behind Roseanne Barr, Tim Allen, Rowan Atkinson, then Mick Malloy.
What an unusual.
Then it goes Bart Simpson, Ed O'Neill, and then Rob and then Rob Sitch.
Rob Sitch at seven. You've cut his lunch.
You got the dud.
I got the dud out of the team.
You got the dud at seven.
Damn fool I am.
That's a bit high for Rob. at that stage, anyway. I mean, he did come on late, but I think I had him covered.
Really? Isn't that good that somebody's saved that? It's
someone
slightly
saved that.
Disturbing.
And then there's a picture of it. I thought it was Roseanne Barr, but it's actually me.
Good for you, Mick.
Hey, we were going to talk about Jay's cats, but we might do it. Jay, our producer's got two new cats.
What?
They don't have time right now. But who's in tomorrow? Who is in tomorrow?
We've got Dr. Chris Brown in tomorrow. So he'll be able to talk about the breed.
Talk about the breed.
Because it's a very specific breed.
Talk about how much these cats will hate him, even though he looks after them.
And how difficult they are to look after that particular breed.
And I've got a plot next to where my dead cat is now.
Oh, you can tell him how to name them. You can tell him how to name them.
You sure that cat's still dead?
What was your cat's name?
Puss. Had no name. Because it was a stray, so we already had a name we didn't know. So.
Well, maybe we can name them. We'll have a competition to name Jay's cat.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yes, we'll do it tomorrow.
Good idea. Oh, you're always thinking, Mick Malloy.
Hey, when we come back, some huge sports news.
Disappointing too.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
We're going to handle this one ourselves. Couldn't track narrowly down today. Busy in the IPL. We're going to unload on these. Firstly, the big news and the sad news for many big sporting franchises in this country. Qantas ends all major sports sponsorships. Bang! That is massive.
Wow, that's a bad COVID sign.
Well, this is when COVID the full effects really kick in. Rugby union will never be the same. I don't understand how that survives. Mm. That's pretty much one out.
Yeah. And Qantas is synonymous with that sport, isn't
it? Well, it just is.
Yeah. Well, all I've ever seen is Wallabies and Qantas. That's all I ever know.
As long as you can, whenever you go to the airport or get off at an airport, it's always there. Mm. This is going to be huge. They were in a lot of strife anyway. Way with the payouts to players and a lot of stuff
going
on. They weren't being run brilliantly at the top end, so this is not going to be great news. Here's my question.
What's that?
Is the Qantas Lounge or the Chairman's Lounge?
I don't think it is. Mm-mm.
You can't cut the Chairman's Lounge.
Well, maybe they will.
I'm on the cusp of entry.
Do not believe that. Imagine if you just got accepted.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know what? You might have just got the phone call that you were
stuff
accepted.
Stuff the cricket, stuff the rugby, stuff the soccer, stuff the Olympics, stuff Paralympics.
Jeez.
I had access to the Chairman's Lounge.
That is a tough CEO decision to make, got to say,
by
Tully, because $20 million, she says, that will be saved through sponsorship deals across.
They are not in a position to splash that cash when they're sacked so many of their staff.
Well, I've got an idea.
Oh, okay.
Why doesn't Harvey Norman, who's made $1 billion over this COVID, why doesn't Harvey Norman sponsorship?
Harvey Norman, give us a call.
Give us a call, Jerry.
Jerry,
right? Yeah,
get on the blower.
1-3-3-4-4
Because you've been going on about it, how profitable it's been for you. Well, now's your time to step in.
Step in, save the day. Be
be a hero.
Icon.
Yeah.
And
I just had that flash.
I'd love a new washing machine.
And go hard.
Would now be a good time? Now, if I went to the airport now, do you reckon I could get in the Chairman's Lounge?
I don't think they're opening. I don't think anyone's flying.
If they shut the Chairman's Lounge.
That was your big dream, wasn't it? Now, you know, because Sam Neill's in there. Sam Neill's a member.
I think you can buy like Qantas.
So is Eddie Maguire. Eddie Maguire's in the Chairman's.
He doesn't get in regularly, does he?
Yes, he does.
He would. He'd have.
You're behind the eight ball.
Flamingo to the Chairman's Lounge.
I left that open, didn't I? All right, now let's head to.
Is that what it's like in there? Have they got?
I've been in there.
You've been in there.
You mole.
I've been as a guest of Sam Neill's. Oh, yeah, it was fun. Yeah, loved it.
It just gets worse and worse.
What happens in there? What goes on?
Oh, it's secret business.
Okay. All right. Hey, before we... you've got a big story you want to break. Can I mention this girl?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to Maya Gabierrez, who's unbelievable. We've known about her for a while. She's an incredible surfer on the women's circuit, and she's also a big wave rider. Who not only matches it with the big boys, but this year has ridden the greatest wave, the largest wave surfed by anyone, man or woman, in the world. A 22.4 monster at Nazaré, you know, the Portugal beach, you know, the one you see. It is unbelievable.
Nick, is that a picture of her?
22 metres.
That's her.
My God, she is so hot.
I'm throwing my hand in the ring here.
Sorry, but wow.
Yeah, it's a perfect, but you know what it is? A bit like... if I was going out with her, it'd be like a reverse puberty blues. So she would be
everybody's
out there
Googling her name now.
Riding the big waves, and I'm like a surfy chick on the beach.
Oh, my God.
Roll.
I'll fight you for her.
Yeah, she's hot.
It's Maya Gabiera. She is gorgeous. That is, and those big, I mean, that's I mean, nuts,
look, she looks great, but I'll tell you, she's a Brazilian four.
Brazilians,
we mark them slightly
hard. That's so funny.
Isn't she amazing? And that is incredible. Yeah. And she's probably going to get the big wave ride. Have a look. If you want to dial it up, don't just dial up her picture. Dial up the wave she is riding.
So
it is.
How do you go out with a woman like that, though? The bar's very high, isn't it?
You'd want to be reasonably secure and confident.
And reasonably successful.
That's right. That's right. And be good with foot massages. All right, Jane, for the funniest story of the year, here we go.
Well, okay, so this is to do with the Matildas.
Yes.
And it's very exciting. We love the Matildas.
Our world champion Matildas.
That's right.
One of the only team, I think, international team with the chockies, with the trophy on the shelf
Australian
at the moment.
Team,
yeah, that's right.
They did us so proud last year.
Yes. So as anyone wants to do, you want to buy the kit. New on deck, and particularly it's great to encourage girls to support your team, and it's even something, you know, I'd be interested in doing. Unfortunately, if you go on the website and you wanted to order the women's away kit, not available.
What do you mean it's not available? I've seen it. They've got stock.
Yes, only in men's sizes. Yes, you will not be able. Yeah, they forgot to actually order them in women's sizes. They will not be available until 2022.
This is incredible. And I'll say this to you as well. If that was the men's team. If
it
had happened, you wouldn't be waiting until 22 before that stock hit.
Of course not.
Not a chance.
So
you would jump on it straight away.
This is a terrible blunder that should be addressed. Too sweet.
I want to represent. I want to wear Sam Kerr. I want to be, you know, wearing that kit. And you have one job.
It's a disaster. It's a roll gold disaster.
You had one job.
You had one job. Is it time? Have you got an opener?
Yeah.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
That is just outrageous.
Sorry, I'm not on Matildas. I was thinking of the cricket team. There you go. What do you got? What have you got for one job?
Oh, I have got, all right, as an example of one job, someone has just put on Reddit, which is all the rage at the moment. It's her husband who's had the shopping delivered and she's at work. And she said, did you put the shopping away? And he goes, yeah, I did that. She gets home and all the plastic bags with all the food and products are all in the fridge, in the bags.
You had like one job to do here.
Not unpacked. So the batteries with the meat. And that has happened in this house too before.
What are you talking about?
And the well, sometimes if you ask younger people in this house to put the shopping away, bags go straight in the fridge or in a cupboard. And sometimes in a cupboard there might be frozen stuff that might have gone into a cupboard. So that's an example.
That's not a.
Give us a call, 1-333-353.
1-333-353. You had one job. What have you seen? Where have you done it? Yeah. Get involved.
Right. Get any Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
You had one job.
You had one job.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
We're doing this in honour of... Now, explain it to me again, Jane.
A woman said to her husband, can you please put the shopping away when it arrives? So, you know, you get Coles or Woolworths delivery. He's got the bags and he's put the whole bag with all the products... shoved them into the refrigerator. meaning he hasn't unpacked it at all. So there's biscuits with yogurt and batteries and meat, and the bags are all just in there, which is very annoying when she's got home from work and then has to really unpack it. You had one job, unpack.
I remember when I lived with Russell Gilbert once, and I went into the freezer to grab something, and there between the ice cube tray and maybe a frozen chicken, there was like a lipstick or something. It was full frozen. I said, "What's this for?" He goes, "Oh, that's for my hemorrhoids."
Oh my
Oh, you're touching it.
Well, I'm talking to my hand like it's, you know, like
a hemorrhoid cream. You thought it was a lipstick.
No, it's a frozen tube, which apparently calms the farm downstairs.
It's not a bad idea.
I had a lobster. It was next to the lobster. It was a lobster. I'm
sitting in with the frozen goods.
What's going on?
Come on, Gilbo.
Well, he's a good chef.
One job to do here.
That's right.
You know that stuff you put on? It's like that stuff put on lips where you just turn the bottom.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's like a...
Like a lip balm.
Yeah, but it was a tube and it was icy.
We're with you. It's okay.
We understand.
It's okay. You're still traumatised by it.
You can't be doing that.
Relax.
Why would you do that?
Come on.
Or at least tell someone.
That's true.
Or put it in a side drawer.
I'm still mystified why you had a lobster in the freezer. Who's going to cook that house?
My local pub, you could get anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what I was getting. I was getting the lobster out.
Right.
And what's this? This looks cute. What's this? Russell, do you know what this is? Jesus. So you said it happened in your house. So someone in your house put a whole bag of...
Yes, of shopping and in the cupboard. A bag of shopping just went into the cupboard, which had ice cream in it.
Yeah.
And some dim sims.
And batteries.
As well as Vita Wheats and batteries. I go, mate, hey, no one owns up, by the way.
Oh, no.
You can make that's a cost-effective decision, though.
Well, they effectively did the right thing.
It's a short-term
fix. Shopping
you
away.
Take the shopping out of the bags first. That's rule number one.
Yeah, that is the rule, everybody. Just
take
so you know.
Out of the bag.
Let's be clear on it.
Not that hard.
So. That's all. Hey, now, I just when I'm a bit alone, love just love anything in the fridge.
You just your baby bell.
I'd settle for that. Oh, man.
Have you still got baby bells left?
Yeah, I do.
What's in the fridge at the minute?
Well, they're down the coast. I've been separated, separated from my baby bells. Nathan's on the line. Hey, are we doing this?
Yeah, let's go.
You got one job, Nathan.
You had, one job to do here.
Your one job. It's not that tough. Don't be a dick. What is it, Nathan?
What up, gang? I was driving through some roadworks and where they turned a two-way street into one-way, and it became quickly evident both the blokes had the slow sign up to their respective.
So there's a bit of a head-on.
Yeah, let's get this right. So there's a two lanes into one lane. Yep. So guys at either end, one's supposed to have the stop sign, the other has the slow. But exactly. Both the guys have got the slow, so there's traffic coming from...
Letting them in both ways.
This is gold.
So then cars would have to back up, right?
Yeah. I pulled up onto the apron and let them across, so we're going
okay. You're a good bloke. Let's reward Nathan for being a good
citizen.
Okay,
so brick lane, what about the draft? You're going to love that.
Coming your way, big fella. It's a corker. Hey, what would you? Apparently, they're the highest paid.
They are. That is a very coveted job to be the slow stop person.
Slow stop sign. Apparently, you're on. Yeah, you got a boat in the Bahamas.
A lot of women are doing that job. It's a very coveted role.
Why is that?
Yep. Well, because it's probably they're probably smarter.
Yeah, well, there is that.
And they don't do what those guys just did.
Yeah.
Both holding slow up at the same time.
If anyone who works on those road sites knows why it's now always a generally hot woman.
Yeah. With a walkie-talkie.
But you don't, and also you don't have to do the heavy lifting, by the way.
All right, Nathan.
I would have thought.
Yeah, I get the idea. It works on many levels. Ben's on the line.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, so many years ago now, as a teenager, Mum had asked me to do a bit of vacuuming. It was the middle of winter. Someone's thrown a log in the fire and knocked a few coals out. And as I've come round, I've just sucked them up, put in the air over the hot coals, got them going again pretty well, and burn out through the bag of the vacuum cleaner and set Mum's precious Kirby vacuum cleaner alight.
One job to do here.
You know why I'm not so upset? If it had been a Dyson, I could not have even spoken right now.
But here's why it's hard to rouse on you, Ben. You're doing the right thing first place. You've got the vacuum out. You're doing your best. And then you've seen another opportunity to help out. Your heart's in the right place.
It's tough that you've been.
You're not lazy like just putting all the groceries in the fridge at once. You were actually doing the right thing.
Mm. And the best thing was I never got asked to do it again.
Win-win.
Oh, hang on. That's clever.
Slam Brick Lane, the draft. You're going to love
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for calling, mate.
Yeah, save your trip to Dan Murphy's, that will. Katie.
Hey, we're going to the island of Tasmania. You're away from all of us stinking Victorians and the rest of Australia. Going, Katie?
Yeah, good. I've got a lot more freedom than those in Melbourne.
Yeah, you have.
Okay,
that's true.
Take it easy.
The rest of the country, everything's fun and good times in Hobart.
Really good spirits. What is it?
Okay.
So Mum's on the way home one day and my sister's at home, so she asked my sister to move the casserole that's in the fridge and just chuck it in the oven for her. So Mum gets home half an hour later and the casserole's sitting stone cold in the oven. It hadn't turned the oven on. Turn it on.
Oh my God. Again, relatable. To me.
That would happen in my house.
She should get her own cooking show.
But it's logical. She's correct, technically correct. Mum just said, can you put the casserole in the oven? The presumption being for any normal person perhaps to put it on 180.
Well done, Katie. Okay, that's it. Hang about because when we come back, Katie, we might take your call again in Women Are Idiots.
All right, coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I don't understand.
Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
They have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
Well, it really pains me to nominate this first woman who is not normally one.
Sure, fire away.
All right, I'm nominating Nigella Lawson.
Women are idiots.
You've lost the plot.
Well, I haven't waited after
successful.
Hearing what's happened.
Yeah. She's a great cook.
She's a
champion. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She has beautiful décolletage. I've already discussed that.
Which is...
it's not a dish.
French for cans.
Correct. French for cans. So she has put out something out there. This was last weekend. She has a column in a newspaper in the UK. Mm. And she's done a recipe of the week. And she's had to ask Italians... Please don't shout at me when you hear my spaghetti recipe. It only has 4 ingredients. Do you want to hear what it is?
Oh, you can't come take me this far and then not tell me.
I know. It's tantalising, isn't it? Are you ready? It's spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of butter.
Yep.
It's a bit of Parmesan cheese.
Yep.
And a big tablespoon of Vegemite.
Oh.
What the hell?
Women are idiots.
What?
Hang on. This sounds good.
Vegemite spaghetti.
Hang on.
Was her recipe of the week.
Oh.
And she says, I know Italians will freak out. Don't shout at me. This comes from an Italian great chef, Anna Del Conte.
Right.
And she said, it is so fabulous and it's a great hangover cure.
That
so guess
great.
What's for dinner tonight, children?
It's like an Aussie puttanesca.
It is. It's a bit umami. Oh, I better not say that word.
Well, why is she an idiot?
Because people have said you've got responsibility to put a recipe. Can it be something a bit more complicated than 4 ingredients and one's Vegemite? Especially in Britain. And they use Marmite, which is not the same. So, of course, that will taste disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my first one.
I'm going to go home and knock some of that up.
Do you have spaghetti?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good point.
Maybe in a tin.
Yeah.
I've got 2 cheese slices and half a tin of margarine.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Live it up. All right, I've got another Women Are Idiots. I'm on a roll here.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. The Lieutenant Rebecca Stanley, who was the captain of a ship... and caused a Royal Navy 4,000-ton warship to crash.
Women are idiots.
What happened?
Well,
she was doing a lippy on the bridge.
Well, it's not far off.
And she didn't look in the rear vision mirror.
I'm ashamed to say it's not far off that. Oh. She was multitasking, and apparently there's some blackout curtains that you use. She's pulled them across, and as a result, the 4,000-ton warship came within a few metres of a 36-metre-long Dutch fishing boat in the North Sea, which had to change direction at the last minute. But that can happen. It can happen. She was obviously doing some more important things, like she could have been doing, you know, when you're out on the seas, the waxing is imperative at this stage. So she had the black curtain across.
A bit dubious on her reverse docking as well. I'd like to see that. I've got no idea. There you go.
No, someone said that...
she's got a Garfield doll on the back of the ship.
No, they were suspicious that she was nipping behind the curtain to do a little bit of work, but had she hadn't been sleeping or using her phone. She was doing some work.
Right.
She just couldn't justify what it was.
Is she a female Captain Scatino?
Could be.
Yes, she is.
Put the two of them together.
Yeah.
But that's why it's good to hear that there at least is an idiotic woman in charge of a ship.
On both sides. Can I do one?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Bindi Irwin.
Oh, what?
Women are idiots.
No. Say she is an idiot.
She's not an idiot.
She's a national
treasure. She's just announced she's having a daughter.
Yes, well, she's having a baby
daughter.
Girl.
Would that be idiotic then?
Why is it done?
Because I know how the Irwins operate and she'll be dangling that thing over a crocodile any day now. She'll have it. It'll be newly minted, formed. Should we take a call?
Yes, you're not far off.
Yeah.
Should we take a call, Jane?
Yeah, let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. I think you're talking to a dead man now because you've just moved me from... one job to a woman's got an ear. And my wife listens to this.
Oh, well.
So, Steve, you're saying your wife is an idiot, fair and square. What's her name?
Well, okay. Yeah, my wife's an idiot because when she mows the lawn, she left me car on the lawn and mowed around the outside of it.
Women are idiots.
There is a little bit wrong with this picture, and I'm saying I love a good lawn mow myself, but... Why is she mowing the lawns and your car's in the middle of the lawn, Steve?
Well, I think she's getting back at me, guys, because I deliberately don't stack the dishwasher properly.
He doesn't stack the dishwasher properly.
What's your wife's name?
Yeah.
Mel.
Mel, if you're listening, Mel, you can do better than Steve.
Mel, you're not an idiot at all.
Be happy
I know she can do better than me.
So you've left the, you parked the car on the lawn and she's mowed around it but didn't move the car.
Why's the car on the lawn?
Yeah, left the Commodore on the lawn, mate, just burying the outside.
Is that to get there to Tirana?
The
Cortina. Yeah, all right. Well, hey, mate, Steve. Mate. A slab of Brick Lane coming your way, mate.
Your wife.
So give it to your wife. A newly minted draft.
She'll throw it at me. I think she'll throw it at me.
Well, she loves you, mate. I'll bet.
She loves you.
Those at Dan Murphy's, by the way.
1-3-5-3. Yeah, we get the idea. Come on, give us a call.
Women are idiots.
Don't take offence. We do it to everyone.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
I have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. If you know a woman, if you are one... Who've done something idiotic?
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you. We do this all the time.
I instigated this, by the way.
Yes, we do.
This is off the back of a few. Yeah, we do this very
normally
often.
Normally, men are idiots, though.
We do. What's that?
Normally, men are idiots.
It's normally men are idiots. We do. Parents are idiots. We do. Kids are idiots.
I have to take you up on something. You nominated Bindi Irwin. That's really because she's just turned out. She's found out she's having a baby girl, which is lovely news.
We've got the story here.
Yeah, here's the news report.
The pair spilling the news over social media, saying our beautiful daughter is now about the same size as a hatchling tortoise. Plenty of fans quick to suggest names for the soon-to-be parents. Stevie coming in as a hot favourite.
Good Lord. There's a clip you can play your daughter in years to come, comparing her to a hatchling tortoise.
That's bizarre. They're not the most attractive sort of looking...
What's the name called?
Stevie. They're saying that's the number one.
From parents called Chandler and Bindi. We go way more exotic than that.
Like what? They'll think of something. Well, we can have a competition for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll name it. What would you name a hatchling tortoise?
Peaky Blinder.
Hey, let's
Shelley's
get into it.
Good.
Other stories you want to approach?
No, I think we'll get to our callers because Jake's got a story. Hello, Jake. Who's the idiot you know?
My fiance.
Okay.
I'm a mechanic. I work with my old man. And I was doing a simple oil change and I spilled some oil on my jacket.
Sure.
And when I went home to wash it, she Googled it and she told me that it would explode the washing machine.
The oil?
I still have the issue today, yeah. So I ended up having my dad wash my jacket for me.
I think she's quite smart. I think she's worked this out beautifully.
She's like worked it out very well.
And your dad to do the washing.
So, yeah, that's how it happened. So a little bit of drop of oil on my jacket, it was going to explode the washing machine and then protrude into the wall where my daughter sleeps on the other side. So
women could have been idiots.
A disaster. You
hey, Jake,
know.
I know how to get the stain out, by the way.
Oh, how?
There we go.
You use dishwashing liquid and you just put a bit of dishwashing liquid on the stain and you rub your fingers together over the and it starts to form a gel and then you put it in the wash and it'll get it out.
Wow.
But it won't explode, will it?
No, it won't explode, Jake.
Nah.
Okay. Tradie Janey trick.
Does that work on my underpants?
Those stains are impossible.
They're never going to disappear.
On the old sunny side up.
No, nothing's going to budge from that.
Okay. Good on you, Jake.
Hello, Paul. How are you going?
Hi, guys. Many years ago, we had a dog that kept getting out, so we got a temporary electric fence, and my wife said to me, how does this thing work? I said, well, here, you hold these two little clips, and I'll show you how it works. And I turned it on and gave it an electric shock. Mm. And
How can she be the...
Yeah,
hang on.
What are you doing that to your wife for?
You've just given your wife an electric
shock.
Did
it make you laugh?
She wanted to put the clip somewhere else, I can tell you.
A little bit of the Abu Ghraib style stuff. Now, hang on a second. Why did you do that?
It sounds like a joke.
How'd your wife take it?
No, it's true. You can ring her up and ask her. She thought I was pretty cruel, but I just said, when you ask me to show you how it works, so I got you the whole
clip. The hell?
I turned it on, and it gave her a zap. And she thought it wasn't very nice. I said, well, you asked me how it works. So
She was an idiot to trust you in the first place.
That's why she's an idiot. She's married.
She's married an idiot. Thank you, Paul. Hello. Let's go to Andrew. How are you going? You know an idiot. Who's your wife?
Yeah, my wife, yes, definitely. Yeah.
What'd she do?
Nothing. I came home from work the other day and she goes, oh, I've got a little mark on the window of the car. Can you have a look what it is? I said, yeah, no worries. So I go out there, having a look. I thought, oh, yeah, not too bad. Go back inside, grab some Windex. As I'm getting the Windex out of the cupboard, she goes, oh, do you use Windex to clean the windows?
Women are idiots.
She didn't know that's what it's specifically for.
She's the one that does the cleaning too. She should know that.
the word window didn't come into it.
I would have thought, good call, Andrew.
Yeah, that's funny. Thank you. Hello, Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
Jennifer, yes, you're dubbing yourself in. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I went out one night. When I came out to the car park, not realising there's a lot of silver Corollas in the car park, I went to the wrong silver Corolla, pushed the remote. Nothing was happening, and I don't know what my brain was thinking. I'd only had one glass of wine, but I thought, oh, the battery on the remote. I even looked at the car, didn't twig when I saw a dent in the side, and I thought, my son's even put a dent in the car, and I'm thinking about that. I called up my sister and I said, can you please give me a lift? Like, I feel bad, but I can't get home. She said, oh, okay. So I got home and I said to my husband, there's a problem, like the remote's gone and the battery, I couldn't get in the car. And he said, did you think of putting a key in the ignition, key in the door? And I said, oh, I forgot you could do that. And he said, yeah. And I said, can you fix the problem up? And he went, yep. And he came back with the car without a dent in it. He went, yeah, you're doing it at the wrong car.
Women are idiots.
You idiot.
Oh, you're great queen story. Of the idiots, yeah, Jennifer. Well, we love that.
That's what he called me.
Queen of the idiots. We're going to give you some a prize there.
Brick Lane, the draft is coming your way.
And for our other two calls, hang on the line because we're going to come back and do you.
Yeah,
They're pretty. Jennifer, that was hilarious. That's as good as it gets. That's the spirit.
Thanks.
Our other two calls are good.
But he said I was an idiot.
We'll get you just before Song Whisperer.
Yeah, stick around.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Merrick Watts, he's going to join us, the Song Whisperer. He's not too far away, but we're doing women.
Women are idiots.
Are idiots. 133353.
Tony, shall we start? Let's go straight off the top. Tony, who's the idiot?
My wife.
Oh.
Women are idiots.
Go ahead.
Well, this was about 20 years ago. I worked full-time. She worked full-time, had three kids under eight. And so she decides to get a cleaner, you know, to help out.
Good on her.
You know.
So she should. Yeah. She needs some help.
That's right. And so what you'd do is the night before the cleaner would come, would go around the whole house and tidy it up so that the cleaner wouldn't have to come to a messy house.
Sorry.
Women are idiots.
That's exactly what I do.
I know so many women who do this.
Yeah. Because you don't want to have the house untidy when the cleaner comes because it's embarrassing, so you spend 2.5 hours cleaning the house before the cleaner comes.
I don't know how many hotel rooms I've been in. And we go, let's go. Hang on, we just need to tidy this
up.
There's someone who's paid to do that. Yep.
Oh, no.
We can't leave it like this.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally.
Well
no,
done,
I'm
Tony.
An idiot too.
Who's next?
James.
Hello, James.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. You know a younger idiot.
Yeah, my neighbour's daughter, who was our baby.
Women are idiots.
Hang on, you've got to wait and hear what it is, Dave.
Neighbour's daughter who was the babysitter. Okay, yep, this is interesting.
So she was a medical student, you know, at uni. We had three young children under about six.
Yeah.
So one of those rare nights you get to go out.
All right.
And the babysitter was, her only task was to feed the kids, and then put the, my wife asked her specifically to put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Yes.
what happened?
Anyway, so we get home, open the front door, and there's this acrid smell coming from the house. And she'd put the dishes in the wall oven and turned it on full.
Women are idiots.
This woman was trying to be a doctor.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a worry. James, that's brilliant. Oh, my God.
Come on,
even
we've got one more,
do
Jane. Let's do it.
G'day, Nathan.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Your wife's an idiot?
Yeah, that's my wife, yep. So she was going to cook something in the fry pan on the stove last week. And she's actually grabbed the fly spray instead of the cooking spray before she cooked the food.
No. Idiots.
No.
Oh, we could use
the worst thing was she didn't even notice the smell. It wasn't until she tasted the food afterwards that she realized it was the fly spray.
There wouldn't have been any flies at the table, though, let me tell you. Well done,
well
Nathan.
Done.
Give your wife a slab of Brick Lane for us. That's the one.
That's the draft.
Awesome.
Good on you.
Dan Murphy's.
Thank you. Oh, great.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Whisperer.
All right, Big J, here we go. All right. Synopsis, please.
A guy with an interest in the Commonwealth Franchise Act 1902 is at home. He's waiting for a lover. She's on her way. A mate of his, perhaps a lover as well, is pressuring him to let him stay over. The guy is saying, no way, man, she's on her way, and it's not my problem. You've got nowhere else to go or can't afford to get home. Get out of here. Don't screw this up for me.
What?
Is that it?
A guy's at home. He's waiting
for
a lover to turn up.
Just say it again. I need to hear that again.
Hang on.
Go again. Yeah. Go.
Okay, so a guy with an interest in the Commonwealth Franchise Act 1902 is at home.
Okay.
He's got a friend.
That's where I tuned out the first time. Okay, go.
Look, he's got a friend on the way over.
He's got a friend.
But before she arrives, one of his mates turns up and says, hey, man, I need to crash. I need to come in. You need to let me come in. He says, no, get out of here. I've got a lover. She's coming over right now. You can't be here. He's like, come on. You got to let me in. You know, I'm better than her anyway.
Is it women in uniform, Skyhooks?
Jane.
Thank you. Yes.
I like it. No, it's not correct, but I like the guess.
Thank you.
Is it? I'm too sexy.
right said Fred.
Right said Fred. It is
Fred.
No, it is not.
Dave, you said Commonwealth, like Commonwealth franchise.
Commonwealth means Australian and or English.
I was just thinking maybe shorten Commonwealth to common people. You wanna live like common people. Pulp, maybe from.
Again, stop bringing your own records.
It's a bit of a stretch.
3 people, you get the idea.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy, Messiah News. Mm. I would kill to be a Messiah.
Why I know you I... would.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Why can't I be a Messiah?
I think it's your destiny, it is. Mickey. Well, eventually you will get there and you will have the cult you've been dreaming of.
Why can't
either
I?
A dictator or a Messiah. One of the
Either or. Yeah. Well, just grow, you have to grow,
grow your hair a bit longer and your beard a bit longer and you're there.
Yeah. And a caftan. I need a caftan.
Your dream.
Easy.
You need a free ball. I'm going to do it.
Easy. We're going to do that. And stand by because we've got our great mate Merrick Watts coming up as well. And we've got lots to chat with him when
thank
he comes.
Let's start though with the song Whisperer. She's doing my head in. Whisperer. I have to say, with the clue today, give us a synopsis again. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah. It is a guy with an interest in the Commonwealth Franchise Act 1902 at home. He's waiting for a lover. Yeah. She's on her way. A mate of his, perhaps a lover as well, is pressuring him to let him stay over. The guy is saying, no way, man. She's on her way, and it's not my problem. You've got nowhere else to go. I can't afford to get home. Get out of here. Don't screw this up for me.
Oh, okay. Right. Sounds a bit fruity. It's a bit bisexual fruity.
Okay, go on.
Now you're talking.
There's a little bit of that action happening.
Mm.
Can I
see, we cover all bases here at Triple M.
Yeah. We are
exactly
in our favour. Adam, yes. Take a guess at the song. What are you thinking?
Is it Warrant 2 by?
Or one of the great stripper songs of all time.
Yeah. What was the Commonwealth Act that was in that song?
it doesn't exist in Warren's version of Cherry Pie. It's not correct.
Good on you, Adam.
Give
good
to Brick Lane anyway.
Case of Brick Lane.
I just liked his chutzpah.
Yeah,
it's always good to hear a bit of Cherry Pie, don't you think, in the afternoon?
Absolutely.
Excuse whatsoever. Wasn't that your theme music for something?
It was my theme.
Janie, wasn't it?
But also, didn't I used to do a segment on Breakfast Radio and that was my...
No, on this show, I think we
is it Tradie Janie's theme song, is it?
I think
it
might be. Listen.
I haven't got it yet, but I'll have a look.
Oh, have a look.
Okay.
Is this it? We might have found it.
Tradie Janie.
Yes, you're right.
And you said I need to be in a little pair of denim shorts with a tool belt.
Yeah, like Lara Croft.
Yeah,
I like
that's me.
Like Lara Croft, and you come out.
Hey, come on. It's early afternoon. You're getting too many people a bit hot and flustered.
With a rag, you wipe down the pole. Okay, stop it.
Oh, you wipe down my forehead. Okay. I put my red lipstick on.
Dave's on the phone.
It wasn't just, are we moving on? Just so, well done, Adam.
It's for the best.
Sorry, Dave. I'm still getting over cherry pie. I'm sure you've got a very sensible answer.
Yes, Dave. Go ahead. Dave.
I was thinking maybe the animals, we got to get out of this place.
The angels.
Angels or the animals? Animals with a version of it.
I think I said the angels earlier, but the animals is a correction there.
Yeah, well,
I like both versions.
When you tell us it's the angels, that's the one we play.
But I like both.
Yeah.
But neither version is correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's still just as good a chance as cherry pie.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
thank you,
Dave.
Thank you for joining in. Yeah. We appreciate it. And it's good to hear the angels as well.
Yeah. Who's next?
Rob. G'day, Rob.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm well. Mate, Caboolture in Queensland.
Oh, mate.
What's going on there at the moment? Yeah. What do you need to know?
Mate, nothing. Chilling out. Watching the chickens, actually. I didn't actually think I'd get through. Yeah, I listen to you guys every night.
Say you're watching the chickens?
Well, yeah, I got four chickens.
As in children or real chickens?
No, real chickens. Yeah, I name them and everything.
So like the cockfights?
Hang on. What are their names?
I haven't got a... Sorry?
Okay. What are the names of your chickens?
The names? Oh.
You don't...
With the four I've got now? Or
yeah.
The ones I've had...
No, the ones you're looking at, mate, with the beer in your hand as you're calling us up on Triple M.
Trying to work out which one to stuff into a bucket tonight for dinner.
Mary Ann?
Who?
Mary Ann and Michelle, named after my wife's two sisters.
Okay. That's weird.
Okay.
And I got Coco because she's black with Coco spots on her.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
And I got Tilly because she looks like Chantilly Lace, I guess.
Rob, how many really... Southern Comforts did it take for you to name those?
No, a few of them.
Rob, slab of Brick Lane coming your way, buddy. The draft. Yeah. Save your trip to Dan Murphy's.
That's it.
I love
on
it.
What's
and a big shout out to Caboolture in Queensland. Yeah. What's your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
What's your guess?
I've forgotten the song now.
Oh, Tinder, Lips of an Angel. My girl's in
the next room. That was your guess.
Oh, mate. You sing this to the you chickens every night, Lips of an Angel. Do chickens have lips? That's the big question.
All right, song whisperer.
Hinder the poor man's Nickelback. Not correct.
Whoa.
Oh, well, you'll be right.
Thank you, Rob. Good on you.
Thanks, Rob.
Good on you, Rob. Let's go. Dan, come on. What do you got, buddy?
Dangerous, James, Mick, yes. How are you?
Yeah,
thank
good.
You. We're good, Dan.
How are you feeling? You confident?
I'm fairly confident on this one. I think it's Suffragette City by David Bowie.
Oh, my God. I'm down, Benjamin.
Great song.
What a song.
I love it.
Yeah.
I hope it is. And what's your thinking on this one?
So the Franchise Act, it gave a lot of people the vote, and women suffragette were the votes for the women. There was some mentioning of about a ticket that you can't afford. There's definitely a line in there about that. And he's looking for a woman coming over. So that
right,
song whisperer, put him out of his misery.
Dan has got it all covered. He's correct.
Well done.
It is Suffragette City.
It's a bit cerebral for Triple M, I would have thought. That clue and answer. Are you sure
well
you're
done, Dan.
To the right station, Dan?
Oh, look, I spend a lot of time in pubs, so I need an excuse. I do a lot of pub trivia.
Oh, well, you've done
very excellent.
Well.
Excellent. It's come in handy.
Well, we had a case of Brick Lane coming your way. It's the draft, as Mick said, available from Dan Murphy's right now. We'll get your Kennedy Malloy prize pack with some merch as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's a friend of our show. He's going to be appearing on SAS Australia, which premieres in October.
Oh,
on
my
Channel
God,
7.
I cannot wait.
Yes, Merrick Watts.
Merrick.
Oh, my God.
Merrick. Hi, guys. Great to see you.
Looking good. How's lockdown this week? Give us a highlight. What have you been doing?
Lockdown for me, no lockdown, mate, New South Wales.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
as of today, I'm just dreaming about how I can go to South Australia, as you all are. So, I mean, everyone.
For the first time ever.
How good we
are. I've said to myself, how good would it be to go to South Australia? Oh, God.
Well, no, I actually think there's a massive opportunity, Mick, for people who are in Victoria right now. SA could actually, they could Stephen Bradbury themselves into a tourism option here, right?
Okay.
Every Victorian, as soon as they're going to come out of lockdown, will be thinking, oh, maybe I'll just go straight to Queensland. But Queensland's not playing ball.
And they don't want
to.
No.
South Australia comes in there, Stephen Bradbury's all of the tourism.
And what would they do? What would we do?
We're going to see Wang Wang.
Oh, yeah?
Go and see the pandas.
Yeah. And then come home. But, you know, it's a great trip.
Watch Richmond beat Port in a preliminary final, possibly. Oh, that would be worth going to see.
You're right. It is a good opportunity for South Australia to finally get back. And,
so you're
you
up
know.
And about. You're not locked down. So you're out walking the streets. You're talking to your neighbours. You're doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I've got there's a small issue with one of my neighbours that they don't know is an issue, but I'm creating one. I've got some great neighbours. Don't get me wrong. They're lovely. Literally, you know, looking out the window at them. and they're lovely. Even like when they're clothed, they're still lovely people. But
okay.
We've got a weird situation because I only live like about 4 or 5 kilometres from the CBD of Sydney, right? Not very far at all.
Yes.
And there's a bush turkey. Now we're pretty familiar with that bird. Correct. It's like what people used to care about before they cared about how much they hated the ibis.
They're fairly noisy birds.
What's a bush turkey doing in the CBD?
Strange.
I know. I don't know. It's one of those weird things, you know. It's what happened is COVID's given it a sense of self-importance and courage. It's made its way in, and it's been in my neighbour's backyard now for probably a couple of weeks, and they've literally had to bring in like some sort of avian professionals to try and figure out how to get rid of it because they're terrified of it. But because it's a native bird, they can't hurt it.
No.
They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get rid of it.
You can't take it to the turkey fights.
That's it.
And you can't serve it up for Christmas bush dinner.
It's a terrible turkey to eat.
So what's the plan, Stan?
Well, here's the problem. I feel partially responsible because it's in my neighbour's yard and I've been feeding it. So, as a result,
no, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
But it's fun to feed the birds, isn't it?
Oh, here you go. Well, you're talking to one.
Just chucking little bits of bread.
Tiny bits.
In the neighbour's yard. And occasionally a little saucer, just a tiny little saucer of wild turkey, which, of course, loves.
Oh, that's weird.
One for me, one for the bird. But as a result now, the turkey's actually built a nest.
Oh, man.
It's getting comfy.
Yeah.
It's
lovely, isn't it?
It's got a spread.
Oh, I don't know what to do. But part of me says, look, I should take responsibility and maybe own up and say, look, I've encouraged this bird. The other part of me says that I should encourage an ibis to join it and try to get them to have some sort of weird relationship where they crossbreed and I make a new species, which is indisputably the world's most hated bird.
Yes.
Are
you up for that?
Island of Dr. Moreau. Yeah, but we'll see how you go.
That is getting a bit weird.
Jane's doing the same thing with magpies, of course. What are your magpies called, Jane?
Carla and Bucks.
And Bucks.
they're actual people. They're not birds. When you fell off the ladder, did these birds?
But, you know, Carla is my friend, Carla McGuire, and she's so lovely. And this Carla, she walks in now to the house and then just taps on the cupboard door to get stuff. It's just that. Yeah, so does Bucks. They're very tame. Right. And
Are you feeding them?
Yeah, look, here we go again. I got told off for feeding a tiny amount of bread to a magpie.
No good for magpies.
Barbecue shapes, we've got to run.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, barbecue shapes.
I think we all know they eat pies.
Four and 20.
Now, how are you going at home? What's happening domestically? Is there an issue I hear?
Yeah, of course, there's always an issue in my house because, like the bird, I like to create them. The problem is basically, what's happened is my wife, Georgie, through COVID has, you know, sometimes people either put on weight or they get fit. And Georgie's got really, really quite fit.
She's annoying. I can't stand her.
Good on her. I don't see an issue here.
No, it's good.
Well, she's toned up too, Mitch. Like, she's looking like, seriously, she's looking like 5 or 10 years younger. And she looks amazing, which I should be happy for, but I'm not, because that's kind of my thing. And
What is
wrong with you?
The last few years, people have been saying, gee, Miz, you look great. You look younger. You look great. You look really fit, Miz. You look really great. And now people are starting to say that to Georgie, and I can't be happy for her.
Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, part of me says it's great, hot wife, but a part of me also says she's getting attention that you...
Oh, my God.
Flip me a picture and I'll be the judge. Now,
hey, this could be a thing, you know, because, yeah,
1-333-553. Has your partner honed? This is a good chat. Can you hang around, Mez?
I'd love to.
What has your partner honed in on that was your partner's stuff? That was my thing.
Yeah.
Has your partner stolen
thing,
your
and now
thing?
You're doing it.
Come on. Weaseled your way into it.
Sport. If they get better than you...
Music, sport, cooking,
golf. Goodbye.
Do you know what I did to? I broke up with a girl once because I said, "Honey, there's only room for one drunk in this relationship."
That's exactly what we're talking about.
All right, what's yours? Things that's now their thing. Give us a call 1-333-53.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He is a part of SAS Australia. Nice. It's coming to Channel 7 in October.
I cannot wait. Can't wait.
Merrick Watts.
I would be. They didn't ask you. It'd be like Game of Thrones.
Would it?
I'd cut their heads off and stick them on pikes and march victoriously.
Did it help being fit, Mez?
Drop me
to
behind
enemy
lines and see how you go.
Mez, you're fit. I think if you're looking for an advantage, fitness is probably one of them. Going in there with the attitude that it's like Game of Thrones, you're cutting heads off.
Going
to change time slots to a later time.
You're in the wrong show. Have you heard about my new reality show? It's like The Bachelor, but it's called Hit the Road, Toots. And instead of a rose ceremony, it's just ends with me going, hit the road, Toots.
A girl might come and she goes, hi, my name's Marianne. I've got 3 kids.
I can't stop you there. Hit the road.
Throw the keys at her.
Throw the keys. The keys for the car she's just arrived in, and off you go. Don't come back. You're cooked.
You know what? You will have so many people who have seen the family law courts watch that.
That's right.
Now, mate, before we went to the song, you came over the break. You hit us up with something. You've got trouble at home. Yeah. Your wife is horning in on your thing. That's my thing, you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, speaking of family law courts, I'll be in one because I'm having a conversation where she's literally only probably, 10, 15 metres away from me, and I think that I live in a vacuum. She won't hear about the fact that I'm happy with the fact that just recently people have been really commenting on how great she looks. Now, that's my thing. I lost weight.
Yes.
I deliberately let myself go for the first 40-odd years of my life just to lull people into a sense of false security. And then, bam, when they weren't expecting it, I got really fit and good looking. Now, George is doing that, and what's happening is our friends are paying her more attention. Mm. And
compliments you used to get are now going south.
That's not fair.
That's not right.
It's my thing. It's my thing.
Well, if we all say it, you look great, you've got a tan, you look like in career best, condition.
I know what it's like. Yeah. I am the cook in the household. Mm. And all of a sudden, the other grown-up in this house decides that he might want to start making sourdough bread for everybody. And has a starter, and everyone's going, oh, I love your bread. Oh, Rum, let's have some more of that. Oh, I dropped off a loaf of bread the other day. I'm going, that's my thing.
This is coming off a slightly ungrateful. this isn't a man who was the seventh. What was he voted in 1993? He was
the seventh most funny.
Funny, I was the fourth most funny. This is by Hit Magazine, Mez. Yeah.
That's a Bible.
1993, and we were both in the top 30 for the hottest men on earth.
You were probably in that too. 1993.
You probably weren't born then. All right, can we go to the callers? What's your partner horning in on that you can judge which one you think is best? Heath, what's your partner doing that's your thing?
Well, she's decided that she wants to get good at words with friends. And now, I know for you, Mick, you're not one for the app, so it's
Scrabble. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, he doesn't, but Mez and I know what you're talking about, Heath.
So yeah, 100%. Heath, it's word for friends, for people that don't know, words for friends is a swingers' site, isn't it?
That's the other one. We don't talk about that.
Sorry. What is it? Explain it to me.
It's like a Scrabble kind of. It's a word game that you can play against anybody, people you don't even know, and it's just on an app that you become obsessed.
So what's the problem, mate? So she's playing it too now, yeah?
Right. Well, see, I've been on it now since 2011. Yeah. She would get on there and play the odd game, and I'd let her win a little one, and it was all right. Now we're all at lockdown, and all she's doing is words with friends. Now I can't beat her.
all right, settle down. Yes. Does sound like she's out of order. Have you had words on this front? Or
I started just rejecting the games. I've got other things I'm working.
You're making a stand.
The proper
Heath,
attitude, like Heath. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Let's go to Tim.
Don't you, Heath, enjoy mediation.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, hi, Tim. What is it with you?
Fishing. Fishing was my thing. I'd every weekend jump in the boat, few mates, few beers, go catch a fish.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
I took her out once, and now every time I go fishing, can I come? I'm coming. I like fishing.
Oh, that would be your partner coming and playing golf with you every day. The whole purpose is designed.
Get away, have a beer,
And so,
Tim, you sound like a pretty chill guy, and I wouldn't think you'd get uptight.
Always chill.
Have you had a chat with the missus about this? Or?
No, I have taken her out a few times. My big mistake was taking her out during whale season, so now she just wants to go out there and watch the whales all the time.
It's a big girl.
See, Tim, I can tell you where this ends, mate. I love fishing myself, but I know how this is going to pan out. You're going to go out fishing with your missus one day. She's going to say, look, let's just go out, the pair of us. We'll just go do some fishing because we've got that in common. She'll make it a bonding exercise, and then she's going to kill you and throw you in the ocean.
Throw me overboard. Start a new
life.
Hey.
Start a new life for the guy who appreciates it.
Tim, I can see you're in Port Macquarie. That's where the whale watching is, and plenty of good fishing.
I've got a way to get out of that.
What's that?
What?
Next time she goes, let's go watch the whales, you take her out, and as you get close, harpoon one. That will sort it. Tim, good call. Thank you. Grant's on the line. Grant, what's your issue? What's your issue with the missus? What's she doing that's your thing?
She can burp better than I can.
That's a deal breaker.
I'm having a beer and she'll let a ripper go. Everyone will look around and she'll be going, no, it's me, not him.
Taking ownership.
She's stolen your burp thunder.
She can talk and say people's names while she's burping.
And whatever you do, don't pull her finger. Hey, Grant, give Grant a slap.
Case of Brick Lane, the draft. We feel for you, coming Grant. Your way, Grant.
Great call, the mate. Draft.
We got time to go to Michael.
Yeah,
guys.
Come on, let's do it.
All right. G'day, Michael. How are you going?
Not too bad.
Michael, tell us your horrific story that your wife has stolen your thunder about what?
Well, she's now drinking beer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, the issue is, I love a cold beer. Yeah.
I find women who drink beer quite sexy, to be honest. Yeah. Go ahead.
You go to a brewery, and now she wants to drink them. Now she's taking mine, and I do homebrew as well.
Yeah.
Do I put a lock on the fridge or what?
What did she drink beforehand? What was she on beforehand?
Oh, you know, wines and gin with a
gin and tonic.
Lime. Gin and lime.
All right. Well, if that's the biggest problem you've got in the world, you're doing all right, yeah, Michael. Exactly. Thank you, everyone, all our callers. Thank you, Merrick. What's anything to plug, mate?
No, nothing at all, honestly. Probably just the repairing of my marriage.
Yes. Go and say have it out with your hot wife and get back to me.
I think you'll be all right.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Merrick. That's Merrick Watts.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, is it time for I feel a presence in the studio?
Yeah.
Shane and Mick and Dave, I call on you lot to deliver a Messiah update.
Wow. Oh, well, he's got no choice, really.
Well, this is very interesting news.
Barking out the orders.
Yeah. Well, he has, yeah, let's and do for it. Good reason.
You go, Jane.
Okay, now, we're going to Siberia, and Russian authorities have arrested a former traffic police officer who claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus and has run a cult based in the very depths of Siberia for the last 30 years.
Good on him.
He's now known, or his former name as a cop was Sergei Torop. He's now known to his followers as Vasarion. He has been arrested for a number of reasons. Well, first of all, he's been running a commune, and it mixes a selection of rites drawn from Orthodox Christianity with environmental edicts. For example, veganism is enforced.
It doesn't sound like a fun cult. The whole part of the cult is to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Right.
Making all the women sleep with you.
Yeah, no, they're all vegans.
Off, right. And wait for the spaceship in your purple Nikes. I mean, I understand it, how it works. What's this idiot doing?
Followers have to wear very austere clothing. Mind you, boring. He wears robes that look like Jesus from the photos primary school.
He is freeborn. He could sit on the testicle chair.
Yes, he could. That's true.
He used to make Pope sit on it. Right.
So the calendar year starts from 1961 because that's the year of his birth, right?
Fantastic. Yeah, it was. That's right. Yeah.
So Christmas has been replaced by the feast day on the 14th of January, which coincidentally happens to be his birthday.
I still don't understand what he's done wrong.
Well,
he made him eat vegetarian food.
Yeah.
Yes,
which
but
I suppose
I think
he's arrestable.
It might be. I think it has to do with the amount of money that perhaps has been siphoned from the pilgrims who have joined the cult. It would suit you, Mick.
You know,
very
my favourite,
so.
I told you this, my favourite of all time is Shoko Asahara, who released the sarin, all those years ago in the Japan subway. Right. But he used to make his followers drink his dirty bathwater. And I go,
that's creative,
that's
isn't
good
it?
Cult leading.
Yeah, it is.
That's
great
from
cult
the front. Lead. That's a guy who knows what he wants. He knows where his followers are. He gets the job done. You know, that's like, even if his bathwater is, which I've seen it, and it's like the bubbling hot springs of Rotorua. You know what I mean?
It's the word bubbling we don't need to equate with.
It's entirely
that,
viscous.
Right?
So it's got a soupy like quality. And yet.
But that's a horrible cult. Who wants to belong to that?
That's the job.
All right. Well, speaking of Messiah news, more news.
What now?
Jesus is about to rise again thanks to Mel Gibson 16 years later. Well, you know that Mel wrote and directed
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of Christ.
And he funded it. That's
Passion
how he made a fortune.
Of the Christ.
Oh, right. He made about $200 million out of that sucker.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did indeed. No wonder he's making a sequel.
Oh, my God, yes.
Doesn't Jesus
has.
Have to come back first?
It doesn't matter.
How do you make a sequel? We know the ending.
We know the story.
Because this is fiction. It's fiction.
He got crucified.
No, he's predicting.
What's the sequel?
Yeah.
The sequel is his own interpretation. Hang on. He's doing the resurrection.
Oh,
that's
my God.
What's happening. That didn't happen before.
It doesn't go
either.
For 3 days.
It's called The Passion of the Christ Resurrection. And And the star, Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in 2004, he's been sent the script.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to drink Mel Gibson's Steady Breath. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Hey, that was our Messiah News.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And thanks to Neds, you can find the perfect match to form your preferences easily with the Neds filter form. It's neds.com.au.
Good on you, Neds. Yeah. You're saving the day when it comes to cutting the legwork for us amateurs when it comes to properly gambling in the spirit of things.
You know they make it easier for, I'm tech savvy, but for people like, Mickey Molloy, this is very easy. You download the app and it helps you along the way. You don't have to go to form guides and look up things and get all confused.
Yep.
It's that simple. What have you been calling it?
It's basically gambling Tinder.
Yes, it's so easy.
It culls the field, lets you know, you put in the data and it shoots it back saying, this is what you want to back. Mm. Do you know what the other thing I thought, which is so brilliant about this app?
What's this?
So when I go to the Spring Carnival,
right,
here's what, and guys and girls, I'm guessing, but guys who don't have handbags, right?
Oh, that's true.
So here's what my beef is.
Oh,
I've got a form guide in one hand.
Yes.
I've got I've got the guide, the racing guide in the other. Sure. I've got two pens. I've got my sunnies.
And a drink.
And a drink. And I'm sitting there patting down.
How
everything.
Can you do it all?
And I can't do it all, but now I don't need any of it.
Thank you, Ned.
I just pull out my phone, which I already have, because I'm taking photos with all my friends. And
correct.
I might just dial up a winner.
Oh, genius. No it's pens, no anything. You got rid of it all.
I can be double parked. I can have a drink in both hands. If I want.
And some hotties.
Yeah. So,
tell you what, that's easy.
Done.
Tick that box.
All right, now, Jane, just give us an insight into you when you're back gambling.
What I look up?
What are you back?
Well, often I'm quite interested in celebrity connections.
So if you had a celebrity connection in the race, you'd back that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just so I was looking up the dogs. I'll give you an example. So I'm looking up the dogs, I look up a friend, and I go, oh, well, this has a connection to someone I know. This dog's called Hot Seat.
You know
after
Eddie Maguire.
My mate Eddie Maguire.
Back to the godparent.
Yeah.
Of Joe. That's right. So I'm going, let's have a listen to if I back to Hot Seat to how he'd go.
All right, here he is at the Dish Lickers.
About to go. Racing. Hot Seat out the centre, jumped away fairly well, getting back on the field, and Hot Seat down. Hot Seat down and out.
Yeah, that was quick.
Neds would have advised you against
they would
that.
They would have gone last start zero. So I would have known, maybe not this week.
I tell you what, though, if it wins, it's going to be a big night down at the Pink Pussycat. Pink Flamingo. All right,
there's a dog barking in the background just to back it up.
Well
that's
done,
the dog. That's it. It's Hot Seat.
T&Cs apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Just about done for another day. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Molloy.
Who, just out of interest, who's on the show tomorrow, Jane?
We have Michael Klim.
Yep.
And we have Dr. Chris Brown.
Okay, can I ask, are you booking the acts now? Because this has got your...
These are professional guys who are coming on.
Over
it. Oh, come on.
What's the criteria? You have to be a hottie, you have to be...
Well, it helps. I've got to elevate the whole vibe of the place after,
He had an Instagram shot the other day, Dr. Chris Brown with his shirt off, Jane.
I beg your pardon?
He did.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you haven't checked that one out?
No, I didn't check that one out.
Maybe I'll do that.
What, was he swimming?
No, I think he was posing with an animal or something. Rather,
why did he have his shirt off?
He's your boyfriend.
Was he coming out of the surf like Daniel Craig at Bondi?
James Bond.
I could ask him about that.
Yeah, no, he's just had the shirt off. Yeah, good
I will ask
was
him.
Was it homoerotic?
No,
trying to get to the bottom of it.
I'm saying as a straight man, I thought, he's got a good rig, Dr. Chris.
Okay, James. So it is homoerotic.
Hey, Michael Klim also.
Was he in the Budgie Smugglers? Was he in the Budgie Smugglers? Sorry, Jane.
That's all right. I said. I better go and look it up now.
I call them the galah stuffers.
Do you? For you?
The emu stuffers, I call them.
That's what you, emu stuffers. All right. Hey, we've got we're going to go now because it's Thursday tomorrow, so we've got to go.
Big day. Tune in then, idiots.
Okay, Kennedy Molloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Molloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's filter form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.